There's a pattern inside the Trump administration's military and security apparatus right now, and I want to name it directly before we go through the individual stories, because the pattern matters more than any single incident. What we're seeing is an accelerating breakdown between the civilian political appointees and the career professional infrastructure they nominally oversee. And it's showing up across the Navy, the Pentagon, DHS, and the Secret Service simultaneously.
Start with the Pete Hegseth story, because it's the most institutionally significant. Ousted military officers have now gone on record saying that Hegseth pushed them out specifically for questioning his policies. These aren't disgruntled mid-level bureaucrats. These are senior officers whose careers represent decades of institutional knowledge. When you remove people for asking questions rather than for performance failures, you don't improve the institution. You ensure that the remaining people stop asking questions.
The Navy has its own parallel crisis. Acting Navy Secretary Hung Cao suspended a senior official, Brandon Newsom, after undercover video showed Newsom vowing to undo Trump administration policies. Almost simultaneously, the Navy reversed a plan that would have withheld sailors' service histories from the press, a reversal that came only after the plan became public and generated significant pushback. Two separate Navy controversies in the same week, both touching on transparency and political loyalty.
Then there's the DHS situation. Multiple reports describe what sounds like genuine friction between Trump and Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen, a former senator from Oklahoma who has been in the job for only 4 months. The specifics of the missteps aren't fully reported, but the timeline is striking. 4 months in, and there are already credible reports of White House tension. That's a very short runway to generate that level of concern from a president who elevated you to a cabinet position.
The Secret Service agent suspension is its own category of problem. An agent on Vice President Vance's security detail has been suspended in connection with a leak investigation. The details are thin, but the symbolic weight of having someone inside the VP's protective detail under investigation for leaking is significant, both for what it says about internal discipline and for what it means for the confidence of the principals in their own security teams.
On the purely political side, Pete Buttigieg topping a 2028 Democratic primary poll is genuinely interesting data. He's at the top of a field where Gavin Newsom, who seemed like the presumptive frontrunner, is sliding. Buttigieg spent 4 years as transportation secretary, gave a very public appearance during the East Palestine derailment, and has maintained a high media profile since. Whether early 2026 polling has any predictive value for a 2028 primary is dubious, but it tells you something about where the Democratic Party's emotional center of gravity is.
The AOC ultimatum to McConnell is more political theater than legislative reality, but it does reflect a genuine governance concern. McConnell has been absent from the Senate for 6 consecutive weeks at age 84, with no public health update. AOC's call for resignation if he can't provide one is blunt, but the underlying question, whether a senator who cannot be present can represent constituents, is legitimate regardless of what you think of the messenger. The Senate has rarely had a clean answer to this question.
The DCCC's third straight primary loss, with Ruwa Shah winning Arizona's first district, is the story that Democrats in Washington should be most worried about. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee exists specifically to manage the primary landscape and position candidates for general elections. Losing 3 consecutive primaries to insurgent candidates suggests either that the DCCC's reading of what Democratic primary voters want is off, or that its preferred candidates are being systematically outworked. Either interpretation is a problem heading into the 2026 midterms.
And the Trump administration dropping its subpoena seeking a list of Jewish employees at the University of Pennsylvania after significant legal and public pressure is a quiet acknowledgement that the action was legally and constitutionally untenable from the start. The DOJ's simultaneous update to its religious liberty guidance, the first since 2017, appears to be an effort to reframe the administration's posture on religious freedom in a more defensible direction.